Well, it's good to see you. If you would, please turn your Bibles to John 3, and I want to read just a little bit. I want to talk about what is the determining factor in salvation. In John 3, we'll begin reading verse 14, please. John 3, verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Then skipping on down to verse 36. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, you bless the reading and studying of thy word to everyone that hears, O Lord. We thank you for tonight. We thank you for a faithful people. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I was reading this afternoon, and I was thinking about what these verses teach. In Acts chapter 16, verse 30, says, the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Then in verse 31, he gives the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. In John 3, verse 36, divides the whole world into two groups. He that believeth on the Son, and he that believeth not the Son. Then John 3, 18, again divides the whole world into two groups. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. And notice why. Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Galatians 3, verse 26, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are at least 153 verses in the Bible that make believing the determined factor in salvation. He that believeth and he that don't. There's only two classes of people in the whole world. Those that believe and those that don't. Now, I heard or read sermons ever since I've been saved on saving faith. But if you'll notice, the Bible never puts saving before faith, making it Jesus, not faith, our Savior. In other words, faith in Jesus is a determining factor in our salvation. Faith is an attitude of the soul through which Jesus does the saving. No man saves himself. Jesus does the saving. And so it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I've heard people talk about just how faith. Well, the Bible doesn't say just how faith. It says how faith in something or someone. And that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, if you would please, the Bible never tells us to believe and be saved. The Bible is always careful to say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Believeth in him or believeth on the Son. It's the object of faith that makes faith important. Faith is not looking at Jesus, but is looking unto Jesus. What that simply means is that everybody knows that there is a Jesus Christ. He came in this world some 2,000 years ago on the cross. Came into virgin, born, lived for 33 years, died, went to a cross, died for the sins of the whole world. Anybody with any common sense that knows anything about creation, about the Bible, God's Word, knows that there is the Lord Jesus. But Hebrews 12, verse 2 uses the expression, looking unto Jesus. James 2:19 says, the devil also bleeds and trembles. So everybody bleeds, even the devil. Acts chapter 19, verse 15, demons even said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? Now, so faith, saving faith, is not looking at Jesus, just knowing he exists, but it's looking unto Jesus, putting your faith in him, depending upon Jesus to do the saving for you. Isaiah 53, verse 6, the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. All our sins was laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross. So looking to Jesus to take your sins away, that's faith, is not looking at Jesus, it is looking unto Jesus, depending on him, relying on him, putting the matter of your salvation in Jesus' hands and trusting him to get you to heaven. I say this very humbly, but I mean it in my heart. If I go to hell, it'll be Jesus' fault for this simple reason. He's the one I'm depending on saving me. And so I know I'm going to heaven. Faith is looking away from everything else and looking only to Jesus. Listen to what Hebrews 12 verse 2 says again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So who come up with the idea of salvation by grace through the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus did. He's the author of it. But he's not only the author of our salvation, he is the finisher of our salvation. And when he died on the cross, he said it is finished. So the plan of salvation was finished when Jesus died on the cross. And someone asked, what can I do to be saved? The answer to that, nothing. You're too late to do anything to be saved. Jesus has already done it all. I found this thing, I would not work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done. But I would work like any slave for love of God's dear Son. And that's the truth. The only reason that we serve the Lord is because we love him. And not for our salvation. There's no way anyone could ever be righteous enough to earn heaven. Old Sam Jones asked the congregation one night, does anyone here know a perfect person? A lady raised her hand. Well, answered the lady, I've never met her, but my husband talks about her all the time. It was his first wife. Every time I read that thing, I get a kick out of it. One of our songs goes, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but hold it lean on Jesus' name. That's what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So anyone who ever studied the Bible knows you ought to strive to live as clean a life as you can after you're saved. But saving faith looks away from all the things that we are and looks to Jesus only to get saved. I love a little story where Jesus took his disciples and went up on a mountain, and finally the Heavenly Father said, serve my son, and I'm prephrasing. But he said, and then they saw Jesus only. And that's what we got to do. When it comes to salvation, it's not the preacher, it's not a church, it's not a religion we look to. It's one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, saving faith is not experiencing a feeling, but it is relying on a fact. Some cry, some laugh, some just say, thank you, Lord. But all trusted Christ to save them. Faith is not experiencing some kind of particular feeling. True saving faith is dependent on a fact. I've led so many people over the years to the Lord, and every one of them has acted or responded differently emotionally. Everybody's not the same emotionally. Some people cry because they realize what sinners has done to their Savior. Somebody laugh in joy that Jesus loved them. Some people just enjoy their salvation. And what I'm saying is, it's not by crying, but it's not by laughing, it's not by anything else. It's just saying, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. And I want you to watch this. This is a verse that helped me understand that I could be saved and never lose it. For the which cause also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. For I know, I love that verse. I love that word. I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. If you don't believe in something, you won't trust in it. And notice what that verse says. I know whom I have believed. And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that. By faith, I believe that Jesus Christ can save anybody, including me. And by faith, I know him, and I know he loved me and died for me and saved my soul. Saving faith is something like this. Dear Lord, I've heard of you from thy word. By the way, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Anybody that believes on the Lord Jesus Christ gets it from the Bible. And we say something like this. I've tried to lead people to Christ all these years, and I've said you can pray a sinner's prayer something like this. It hasn't got to be exact, but you got to admit to yourself, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I have sinned against you. And Lord, I want you to save me from my sins. I'll trust you as best as I know how to save my soul right now. And Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's trusting him. You call upon him, he said he'd save your soul. So, when I pray, I ask anybody to pray something like this. Dear Lord, I've heard of you from thy word. Lord, I believe you or who you say you are, the Son of God. And I confess to you, I will trust you as best I can to save my soul, and I believe you will, and I know you can. And that's simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing else. And that's a determining factor when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to save you, and you trust him to do it. Amen? I'm glad you're here tonight. Let's thank the Lord. Father, I thank you for your message of your word, and we trust it 100% because it always speaks of you. And it tells every one of us what to do to be saved. Just simply believe who you say you are and what you are. You are the Son of God, and what you say you can do it. And you said you can save our soul if we'll trust you, and we do the best we can. Help our unbelief. Give us faith every day of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tonight.